This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Kat Arney, and we're talking this week about where new infections come from. And recently, not so long ago, a new and fatal strain of a virus appeared in South Africa after a patient was flown in from Zambia for some emergency treatment. The infection also spread to a number of other people before it was contained, and samples from the virus then showed that it was some kind of rodent-borne arena virus, as it was then termed, and it had never been seen in humans before. But where did it come from, and should we expect to see more cases? Well, Robert Swanepoel is from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases in South Africa, and he joins us now. Hello, Bob.
Hello there.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. So tell us what happened with this case. Tell us a bit about the history.
Well, this was a travel agent, a 36-year-old lady who worked in Lusaka. And unfortunately, shortly after she got ill, the beginning of diseases are always relatively mild to what happens subsequently. But shortly after she got ill, 2 days later, she went down to from Lusaka to a wedding in South Africa and then went back. And so there was some confusion about whether she actually picked up the infection in South Africa or in Lusaka.
What were the symptoms she was complaining of?
Well, initially, all of these things, if you talk about Ebola or any of these hemorrhagic fevers or severe diseases, people start off very nonspecific, the same way influenza starts, with headache and muscle pains and just not feeling well and fever. And she was taking sort of pills for headache and that sort of thing. And then she went down to the wedding in South Africa, and she returned on the Sunday evening. And from the Monday, she was feeling extremely ill and didn't go back to work at all, and saw several doctors in town. And by the Friday, she was medically evacuated to South Africa, and the following day, she died here.
And what was the cause of death?
What normally happens is people who are extremely ill, whether it be Ebola or anything else, the picture is very similar to, say, even a bacterial infection, a so-called septicemia. It could be typhoid, it could be meningococcal septicemia. So it's a very similar picture. And so clinically, the clinicians do the right thing. They pump these people full of antibiotics in order to save life. But the trouble is then, if you do a blood culture to try and diagnose the illness, you're not going to find the answer because there's all those antibiotics. And so people die of one-off, shall we say, illnesses like that in every city in the world every day. So there was nothing sort of deemed to be unusual about her death. She was deemed to be a bacterial septicemia, and no results were obtained, and her body was sent back.
So how did you find out that it was something unusual?
Well, it was only 2 weeks later when a paramedic who had flown down in the air ambulance with her and attended her flew down and with the same symptoms, was also medically evacuated, that people put two and two together, realized there was something unusual. And that's often the case. Talking about emerging diseases earlier in this program, quite often people can have an emerging disease and a one-off like that is not noticed. And it's only when there's cumulative evidence. And so when the second person came down and that person developed the same symptoms and then happened to be admitted to the same hospital and a day later, women recognized, look, this looks identical to the first one.
And can you tell us what the actual organism was that they were suffering from, and where do you think it came from?
Well, it's this whole group of organisms are known to be associated with rodents. They cause chronic infection in rats and mice of various species. Each of these viruses tends to be associated with a particular rat species or rodent species.
So how do you think the lady got it from the rat?
That's a big question yet to be answered. One of the things is there was a lot of confusion initially. Did it arise in Zambia or did she become sick in South Africa? But we believe it was Zambia. And one of the things is around Lusaka, there's been an increase in wheat farming, and people have planted more acreage because the price has gone up and so on. And that's the sort of thing that happens in nature or human intervention, that we create a bonus situation for rats and mice, and there's all this wheat around and grain crops, and there's a population explosion. And maybe that had something to do with it, because she lived on the edge of town and indeed worked on the edge of town.
And Bob, just to finish off, could you tell us very, very briefly, what can you do about this in future and what's the likelihood of it recurring?
Well, I suspect it will recur, and it's just that we'll be better geared up next time to recognize it. I think even in Zambia, the physicians are really good and they will recognize it.
Thank you very much. That's Professor Bob Swanepoel, who's from the National Institute for Communicable Diseases in South Africa.